So, but prior to that, I guess one of the things that, I mean, Johnny Mastchuk, alias Johnny Neon, managed to attract a lot of attention to Intermedia with his neon sculptures and
Fluorescent tubes, burnt out fluorescent tubes. We used to go around and collect burnt out fluorescent tubes, and then we lit them. We went around to junkyards and picked up old flybacks, flywheels. You know, the electronic flywheel that takes 12 volts in and puts out 30,000 volts or something. Gives a spark for your spark plug, right? And so we introduced that into trying to light these tubes up. And as soon as you did that, the tubes would just glow. And what you needed was a ground to take the energy away. But the best ground is a human body. So we found that if we set it up with no ground and then put the body against it, all the energy would go through the body and it would glow around your frame. Body. Well, that's great, except if you happen to touch directly the 9,000 or 12,000 volts like Judy did, you know, then you go into catalytic shock.
You need the inhalator.
You need the inhalator's voice with their paddles and air stuff, yeah. So, but that was...
How did we manage to get away with, you know, putting on an exhibition at the Vancouver Art Gallery?
There are no rules.
With all these raw, basically raw tubes where somebody could have...
There was no rules.
...reached up at any time, right?
Yeah, any time.
Yeah.
Any time. I mean, in the dance that Helen did with, and I think it was Electric Connection, with my hanging tubes, it was made up of squares, and it had to continue on with squares. I mean, I was switching those squares barehanded at first, you know, and that was, again, 9,000 volts, and how we got away with it. And my hair would start to buzz out after a while. So finally, I forget who went out, but someone went out and bought me those little rubber finger tips, you know, and I could then play this thing, because I built this electric organ, but you had to switch 9,000 volts. It was basically a tube, a rubber tube, bare wire wrapped around it, and in combinations with the hinges. As I pushed the hinge down, it would connect, and the hinge would go to the main source, and then it would divide into however I had pre-programmed it to go as I did it. So that was, and it was, I mean, you're right, Mike. How we got away with it? I mean, we did things that nobody knew about. I mean, because we borrowed from Tesla, right? I mean, we went back almost, you know, 100 years, and we were doing the early experiments that Tesla and the boys used to do, Faraday, all those guys back then. I mean, we were, you know, that's what we were doing. That's what we use. We use that kind of technology. I mean, all of these things here are way underbuilt. Because of, like all your fluorescent tubes, because of safety features, right? You need a starter, you need a this and a this and a this. Well, we were the starter. That was it. I mean, we knew how to play it. It's the same with painting or building. You know, the guys that like Glenn Toppings, right? Who died. I mean, who knew you had to wear masks back in those days? You know, we just all did it.
So. The thing about Intermedia was that it was, I think I read in some of these articles that, you know, it worked with electronics and electricity, right? The first trend, oh, here we go. Werner Allen sees two major trends among the working members of the group. Actually, there is no formal membership. A member is anyone interested in working with their facilities or sponsorship. The first trend is the, in quotes, electric, using new technology as art material, neon lights, tape recorders, vacuum form. So what was so, you know, incredibly new in 1967 about electricity?
Oh, it was considered a safety factor. It was considered a functional factor, but it was not considered an art that you could play with factor. That's what was so unique about it. I mean, to see people like do what we did with fluorescent tubes again, for example, or our sound staircases that we did, you know, I mean, all of that, you know, just, I mean, people never seen people do that, you know, and even when Judith got hurt, there was no cry to turn it off, none. It was, oh, too bad, is she fine? Yes, she's fine. Oh, good, when's the next performance? You know, no, I mean, there was no.
Even no. She felt like she, oh, yeah, she had been a bit stupid. Like,
yeah, yeah, I shouldn't have touched that, should I? No, you shouldn't have, dude. That's okay. Oh, all right. You know, and she continued to dance. She got, you know, after they let her out of the ambulance, she was okay. You know, but it's awakening.
It's a different world today, isn't it? I mean, like all the liability stuff.
Well,
you know,
that's what's going to kill you today is all the liability and everything that comes into it. Where back there was no liability. We all basically put our lives on the line every day we went out there. I mean, and you did. I mean, there was no. I mean, even in cars, there was no seat belts. You know, I don't remember seat belts until, you know, and I remember when I finally got seat belts in the car, never using them because cut them off. You know, God, they get dirty. You know, I mean, it was
helmets.
Yeah, are you
cigarettes.
Kidding? Yeah,
of course.
Yeah, I mean, and it's only the, you know, this generation that's really
okay. So who was using electricity? Who was using electricity in their art making?
Nobody.
At the time.
Nobody. Norman White later on came in.
Who?
Norman White. He did the CBC building down here. But he was a formal sculptor. But there was no one who was including. I mean, we did things with the lights with Helen dancing, expansion and contraction, and then we had them so that they could grab it and the glow would only be around the hands where they're holding it, you know, and so you could, you know, do that sort of thing, and the glow would go with you. And we did things that probably hadn't been done for, you know, 50 to 100 years, you know, and then it was a common thing. And if had we done this 50 years, 100 years ago, they would look down and say, oh, you guys silly. We did that every day, you know, but now
oh,
nobody
really?
Does it. Oh, yeah, well, in the old days, that's... there was no respect for electricity,
uh-huh.
Right? And now the respect is way over the top. You know, the respect now is like you know, has it got CSA approval? You know, is everything grounded? Make sure that nothing happens. Well, we played with it so that something would happen.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's what we did, yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you want to go down to who really introduced it would be Johnny Neon. I mean, Johnny Neon was the guy who came in with the flywheels and with the desire to go to the junkyards. And being the opportunist that I am, anything new, I went with him. I knew it. I mean, I knew what he was doing. I knew what he was looking for. And I knew that I could help accommodate them and getting it, and I would learn a lot on the way.
So, and it was, of course, it was recycling too.
Oh, it was all recycled. I mean, there were no new tubes.
Right. Well, what were the materials that were being used at Intermedia were?
The materials we used at Intermedia provided?
Recycled materials.
Yeah. I mean,
like
Intermedia
film,
gave us the space, and that's it.
Film from the National Film Board. Outtakes.
Yes, yes, yes. For loops, all of that stuff. Dave Rimmer and Gary had access there. And Dawn someone or other that had access to that sort of stuff. National Film Board.
Al Rizzutis.
And Al Rizzutis, he didn't have so much access. Oh, yes, he did. He was Simon Fraser. That's right, yeah. So he had access to it too, yeah. I mean, Al Rizzutis was more holograms.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Al Rizzutis, if I remember correctly, was really developed holograms before he left and went back to California.
I had a somewhere. An Arts Canada magazine with Joni Neal and sculpture on the front.
Oh, really?
May not be.
Didn't make sense.
Okay, so it was electronics, and it was like, well, cardboard hadn't made its entrance at that point. It was mostly recycled industrial materials.
More or less, yeah. Cars, yeah. Lighting, yeah. Well, basically, we had no money. You know, and if you got a grant, it was only for $3,500 for a whole year, and you weren't allowed to make more money outside of it. So right. You know,
didn't have any money, and Intermediate didn't have any money either.
Not really.
So in fact, most of the money probably went to the rental of the building, the heating of the building, the paying of the executive director and the secretary.
Yeah.
And then,
did Werner make money on that?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh sure. Yeah, he was making some professional salary. Yeah. I'm not sure what it was, but you know, I bet you it was like $28,000 a year,
yeah,
or
something.
$20,000 a year or something. Big time, yeah, in those days.
Yeah.
And I think the secretary made money.
Yes, yes.
There was one paid position other than Werner, and it was,
yeah, and it was the secretary.
And he brought in, I mean, I think the deal was, I understood it, was that he brought in much more than he absorbed.
Supposedly.
You know.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree.
He was a fundraiser.
Yeah,
he was out there working, grinding all the time.
Yeah, yeah, and he attracting. Had the contacts because of Expo and all of that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I really don't resent anything of what went down. I mean, I really don't. I mean, even the invasion of the Americans and all of that. And that, I mean, it's all part of life, you know. It's all part of making art. It's all part of interacting. And I'm really glad, in some sense, too, that Intermediate didn't carry on, you know, because it couldn't carry on with the budget that it had. I mean, if it had a, you know, $1 million budget or something like that, where you could actually, you know, do things that were far more exploratory with high-end equipment. I mean, I remember going out both to UBC and to St. Paul's Hospital and looking at various equipments that they had and seeing what I wanted, you know, if I could do anything with them and that sort of stuff. That was, what's his name at St. Paul's?
Osborne?
Yeah.
Tom Osborne.
Tom Osborne, right.
Was he a radiologist?
Radiologist out there. Yeah, I mean, a good guy, you know. I mean, at first I was, you know, I was like sort of down on him because it was like, well, he's not an artist, but he really was. I mean, he really, in the end, I think he learned a lot by doing the shows. And man, if you learn a lot by doing art, you're an artist. You know, I mean,
you could come in on it. That's the thing about Intermediate, is you could come in without being an artist.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could come in just by having a spark.
Yep.
Any kind of spark.
And
wanting to be creative. Yeah,
get your name out there and find out what it's like to do it, and you either stay with it or you move on. You know, yeah. But it really was a window. It was an exploratory place for anyone,
mm-hmm.
and.